Treasury Star Parade. The Treasury Star Parade brings you today one of America's best-loved actors, Conrad Nagel, with David Brookman and the Treasury Orchestra in a dramatic tone poem of America at War entitled Blood, Tears, and Sweat. Ladies and gentlemen, when we read of the courage and fortitude of our boys on the far-flung battlefields of the world, we say to ourselves proudly, they're our boys. Well, let's not ever forget that the very least we can do for them is to match their work and sacrifice on the home front. Buying more war bonds is one good way to do it. Put every single cent not needed for the bare necessities of living into war bonds. It's your sacred duty to the men who are fighting for you.
This is Conrad Nagel, ladies and gentlemen, in another of the programs brought you by your Treasury Department. America is a land of music, a land of people who have always sung. And out of America's history and its people's heart came the music of Stephen Foster. And David Brookman and the Treasury Orchestra with Earl Rogers bring you some of the songs of this most American of all composers.
Thank you.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was the music of America, of its history and its people, written out of the tradition of America. But there's other music of America. Music written by men who have sought in our land the freedom to sing and the joy of singing when it has died or been crushed by the marching boots of tyrants in other lands. In words and music and song, they salute the land of their adoption. Such a man is Siegfried Landau, whose musical setting for Martin S. Fleisler's poem in praise of America we present at this time. It's called Blood, Tears, and Sweat, a musical editorial. Blood. Big words, like God. Mother. Love. Blood, tears, and sweat. That's what it's going to take. And we've got it. We've got blood. Good blood. It's got Pennsylvanian coal in it, and Oregon redwood. It's got Niagara voltage and Michigan steel and a galloping Kansas tornado. We've got blood from Valley Forge. Yes, and Bunker Hill blood, and from Gettysburg. And blood from New Orleans and Trenton, New Jersey. From Rhode Island and Long Island and Wake Island and Ellis Island. We've got blood, and plenty of it, not pure. You're darn right it's not pure. It's free. Free! The free blood of a free people who mean to keep it free. That's the kind of a big word blood is. Tears. We know how to cry. We have a long tradition of tears. When our brothers died and our fathers fell, we cried. We're humans, sure. We cried for all the world in flood and flame and God's havoc. Sure, we cried. And we weren't ashamed. And we won't be ashamed. And sweat? You ever see a puddler in a Pittsburgh mill? Ever see a husky miner with a pneumatic drill?
and a steel-muscled farmer rooting up the soil, and a telephone repairman with a cold cable coil. Ever hear of John Henry? We know how to sweat. That's how we built this place. Factories, canneries, and automats. Shipyards, stockyards, tenement flats, bombers, buses, subway trains, derricks, drills, and diesel cranes. Steam, oil, electric wire, fish hooks, tie clips, liquid fire, aluminum pans, and food in cans. That's how we built this nation. We sweat to make it, and we'll sweat to keep it. Blood. Tears and sweat. Three big words for one big job. To make a bigger world for the biggest word in the world. Democracy.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, democracy is not a tangible something that one generation of Americans can will and bequeath to the next, like a plot of land or a dozen teaspoons. Your right to live and work and worship in a free country is yours only so long as you work and fight and sacrifice to keep it. Your boys on the front are doing more than their share. Are you backing them up by investing your share of what you earn every week in war bonds?
That, ladies and gentlemen, is our job here at home, and we must not shirk it. Every day our men are fighting and dying that we may live safely. That puts us under a sacred obligation, and we can meet it, partly at least, by buying war bonds and stamps with every dollar we can spare, and a few more we can't spare. You mothers, when you put your children to sleep in a safe bed at night, don't forget, bonds and stamps are making that safety possible. You men, as you go freely about your business, bonds and stamps are paying for that freedom. Chances are you're already in the payroll savings plan, investing in war bonds. But don't stop there. See if you can't boost your ante. You've done your bit. Now do your best. The United States Treasury Department wishes to thank Conrad Nagel for his splendid performance and this station for the use of its facilities. The music was conducted by David Brookman. Blood, Tears, and Sweat was written by Martin S. Fleisler and Siegfried Landau. Additional material was by Joe Moran and Thelma Ritter. The production was directed by Henry P. Hayward. This is Larry Elliott suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.